American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. 9 people were shot in Newark, New Jersey last night. Richard Giacobus has the story with Fox New York City affiliate WNYW.
Police say 9 people were shot on another night of violence in this city of Newark. The good news is that all of them amazingly have minor injuries. We'll recount the night for you. Police tell us it happened just after 6:20. A person driving a stolen white Honda Pilot drove up to a bodega and began shooting. In the end, 9 people were shot, including a 17-year-old. All 9 victims are in stable condition at local hospitals.
The Supreme Court ruled Thursday former President Trump's remain in Mexico policy can be repealed.
The 3 liberals on the high court joined with Justice Brett Kavanaugh in supporting an opinion by Chief Justice John Roberts, that opinion allowing the Biden administration to end the remain in Mexico policy, which mandated asylum seekers arriving at the southern border to stay in Mexico until their cases are heard. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told Fox,
"This is devastating for the state of Texas and the United States of America."
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a memo to formally end the policy last year, saying it had endemic flaws and unjustifiable human costs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Californians may soon be getting a check from the state government. It's part of a relief effort that Governor Gavin Newsom says will help deal with inflation. Brittany Hughes of MRCTV says government spending is partly to blame for inflation. She adds, this could be coming to your state very soon.
What we have seen in a lot of states is an exodus from places like California, from places like New York, where people are trying to get out of major cities. They're trying to get out from under the effects of some of the policies and the problems that they cause. But the people that are leaving aren't necessarily making the connection between the policy and the result. So they end up taking their bad politics with them when they go to a place like Texas, or in our case, Virginia.
The checks in California could be up to $1,050. Many companies are now offering to pay for some or all of an employee's abortion expenses if she cannot get one near her home or office. Chris Woodward has more.
The policy began earlier this year when Politico got that leaked opinion saying the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled to overturn Roe, the list of companies offering to pay for an abortion is expected to grow. Investor and activist Scott Shepard of the National Center for Public Policy Research thinks that's a bad idea. For one thing, Shepard says a company risks upsetting consumers. There's also the matter of companies using investors' money to fund abortions.
You'll note that this isn't $4,000 to go and do anything that these employees want that are consonant with their political interests or their personal desires. It's a very specific hard left political choice.
Shepard expects lawsuits will be filed. Companies offering abortion-related benefits include PayPal, Yelp, Starbucks, Meta, Amazon, Apple, and Tesla. I'm Chris Woodward.
He's still working super hard as a volunteer when most people would be long retired.
David Flucker is 100 years young and has been working at the St. Columba's Hospice Shop in Edinburgh, Scotland. He spends 4 hours a day traveling to and from the shop regardless of the weather. David was diagnosed with prostate cancer and spent 2 weeks getting cared for there. He says he just wants to pay it forward for the kindness, and it's a wonderful feeling to be doing something good. It takes David 2 buses and a 20-minute walk to get to his job, and he works 3 days a week. The grandfather of 7 says they get a lot of donations to the hospice, and he's happy to check them out. He mentions loads of toys, books, and puzzles. And David wants to make sure they're all in working order before he gives them out. His favorite part of the job is when people come in to chat with him. David Flucker, you're amazing. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.